Blog Talk Radio.
To us, the church, and You know, I noticed the hardest thing, I think, with people is to accept the truth and to believe the truth. Before they just accept the truth and believe it, they put their own spin on it. You know, they think another way about it or whatever, but they just can't receive it and walk with the truth. But Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. And today, if we got him for real, we want it done his way. We want to make sure we in tune with him more so than our own flesh. Yeah, because we'll get better results from the spirit than we will from our flesh. Yeah, no good thing in the flesh, no good thing. I went over yesterday to talk to my son. He worked for the sheriff's office in Jacksonville, Florida, and wanted to talk to some police officers. And this is what I found out, which I already knew, but sometimes it's just good to go and make it plain, you know, make your calling and your election sure. So I asked the question, I said, well, look, tell me this. What's going on with the police? I said, because many see it as a black and white issue, racial prejudice, this and that. My son spoke first. He said this. He said, listen. He said, number one, many officers have not come from the same environment where they work. That's number one. He said, and number two, many people have no respect for authority. They have a problem with authority. So as long as things are going where they're not put in an authoritative role, you know, somebody's put in an authoritative role over them, they're good. But the minute authority show up, they have a problem, so they're going to act up. I said, okay. So the police said, and that's exactly right, a lot of us didn't come from the same environment. We didn't come from the same communities, the same neighborhoods. And a lot of times we've been told things or we see so much of certain things in a community where we work. And when we say something to someone in that community, they automatically get offensive because I'm in authority and I, you know, allow them to know I'm in authority, so I'm coming from law enforcement, you know, and they have a problem. So my son, he come back and said this. He said, but you know, there's one thing we all can do. He said, and what the officers have got to remember is that everybody is human. They're human, the people they're talking to, pulled over, stopped, asking questions, they're human too. Treat people like human beings, and you'll get better results. So the officer said, yeah, that's it right there. That is the great key right there, to treat everybody like a human being. But then one of the officers come back and he said, sometimes there is real fear there. Because you're pulling over a car, you don't know, and it's more than one person in it. You don't know if they have a gun. You don't know if they hate the police. You don't know what's going on. And the questions you're asking is to ease my fear. But you think I'm asking you these questions because of your color. So right then and there, it starts something. The other officer said another thing. We are flesh and blood. We're human. And if I pull you over and you go to cussing me out and talking to me crazy, and he said, it, you know, starts a fuel in me. It starts me to getting angry and upset. And too angry and upset, it's not going to come to an agreement, and the agreement be mutual and good. One or the other going to be displaced or even killed. So I weighed, you know, all the conversation. I weighed it all. And I have to say this. Because of what I've seen in different communities. Because of what I've heard, but mainly what I've seen with my own eyes. Today, if I was a police officer, I would be scared. Afraid is not the word for it. I would literally be scared. At one point, it was going smooth to a certain degree with the police, to a certain degree now, because you always got evil present. And even come in many different kind of evil come in prejudice, evil come in many different ways. But for the most part, I got pulled over by the police. This was in 2015. And I was driving a 2010 Toyota RAV4, nice truck, silver, well kept up. And I pulled out of a service station onto, let's say, Moncrief, 45th. And I made a left turn and went to the light, and I had to go straight through the light across Moncrief, straight on 45th. Well, I forgot to turn my lights on. So as soon as I crossed Moncrief onto 45th, I saw the red and blue lights come on behind me. I drove up a ways up under a light. It was at night, about 9:30, and I pulled over to the side of the road, out of the road. So there was a white policeman and a black policeman, and the white policeman come to the window. He said, "Ma'am, may I see your driver's license, registration, and insurance?" I said, "Well, my registration and insurance is in the glove box. Can I get it?" He said, "Yes, ma'am." So I got the registration out. I said, "And my license and my wallet in my purse, can I pull that out?" He said, "Yes, ma'am." I did that. So he looked at everything, and he said, "I'll be right back." I said, "Okay." So he went to his car, ran a check on my stuff. He come back. He said, "Ma'am, you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "I forgot to turn my lights on." He said, "Yes, ma'am. We saw you turn them on as soon as you come across on 45th. He said, "But we had already, you know, turned the lights on and everything." I said, "I understand." So the black cop was standing behind my truck in front of his car, the police car. He said, "Well, how about her tag? Her tag has expired." He said, "Ma'am, your tag expired." I said, "Yeah." I said, "But I have my sticker in the glove box, because I didn't remember to put it on." He said, "Well, can you get it out for me?" I got the sticker out, gave it to him, let him look at it. He said, "Well, ma'am, would you like for me to put this on for you?" I said, "Would you?" He said, "Yes, ma'am." Went back, put the sticker on the car, come back. He said, "Ma'am, your sticker is on." He said, "Who truck is this?" I said, "This is my truck." He said, "And where do you live? You live around here?" I said, "Yeah, I live right there in Hilltop." He said, "Oh." He said, "Well, okay, ma'am, have a good night." And they followed me, you know, to the entrance of the apartment. I drove in. They went on about their business. Now, when I look at this, when he come to the window, I said nothing. Oh, I had my hands up. Yes, I did. I had my hands up in the ceiling of the truck so they could see. My hands were up. You know, I waited for him to get to the truck to take my hands down. He said, "Well, ma'am, why you have your hands up?" I said, "Because I wanted you to see my hands." He said, "Oh, okay." And then, you know, he asked for the registration and stuff. Now, it could have went another way. Because I could have told him, "You stopped me because I turned my lights on when I got across Moncrief on 45th. You saw my lights come on, so I have lights. What you stopping me for?" You see, I could have got ugly, like I've seen a lot of them do. A lot of people. But when you have respect for authority, when you have respect for human beings, it's a whole different story. And I'm going to tell you what evil did. Evil blew it out of proportion. even showed the police where I would shoot at you too. Not only shoot at you, but I will shoot you. So I believe ever since that day, the police became, they was already having issues and aggressive to a certain degree, and they became more aggressive. Because evil told them, people will shoot you. You get to them before they get to you. And if they make you angry and try to run away, you still shoot them and kill them. If they fight in the least way, if they struggle, do any ounce, a half an ounce of resistance, then you slam them to the ground and you call for backup already. So five of y'all come and hurt them, or five of y'all come and kill them. Yeah, because evil does not care. Evil wants the results that evil wants, and evil wants you dead. That do evil all the good in the world to see you die. So I said that this morning to say this. We want to keep praying against evil. We don't want to forget that it's not the man or the woman. It's evil that's using them, that they have allowed to use them. Many don't even know it's evil what they're doing. They don't know that. They think that they are taking care of themselves. They're keeping themselves safe. Sometimes they think they're doing what the other evil people want done. Because everybody I have said to, they say, oh, the looting. They're rioting and they're looting. I said, well, what about what caused it? You never come in, you never said anything about what caused this, what started all of this. They can't relate to what started it because, see, they already reached the verdict in their mind that the person that the police killed was wrong. They already came to that conclusion, you know. So they can't see that the police was wrong and the way they handled another human being or treated another human being. All they can do is see what black people has done concerning rioting and looting. But in many cases I saw, looking at it, where it wasn't the black people that started the looting or the rioting. And when I mention that, they go back and find a picture or video where the black people are looting. Well, it's a mixture. It's a mixture of people looting, but it may be three blacks and two whites and one Hispanic. So they go back and they show me that. But it don't answer my question of what started all of this. Why is this so? And why has it been in the history of America? Why has this been? Why has this been allowed? Why did this go on? What started all of this? You see, evil, and no one, it's a rare occasion, even with preachers. I see one preacher, he's so angry, until if they could turn him loose, you know, and let him go out, he would go out and start fighting physically, shooting with a real gun, because he's so angry. Because he's not looking at evil. He's looking at black and white. He's looking at man and woman, man and man. That's what he's looking at. But again, today we must be reminded to look at evil and not allow the devil to trick us. Because he'll have us scared, he'll have us angry, he'll have us frustrated. Because we're looking at people and saying, how could they do that? Why are they doing that? I need to hurt them. No, you can't hurt evil with physical. You kill evil spiritually. You use prayer, the word of God, fasting, binding, ask God to rebuke. But one person, again, can't do it. It takes all of us together And in many cases, a lot of black people are busy. They're hearing about it, but they're not getting upset about it because they're busy. They don't see evil or nothing. They're just busy. And they're like, oh, well, it's been here all the time. But we got to bind that spirit of evil up. Pray against it. Humble ourselves and pray. Seek God's face. Don't let our thoughts get caught up into it. Yeah. Keep our mind on God. He's going to keep us in perfect peace. Because today our topic is this. We all need God every day. Not just white people, not just brown people or black people, but we all need God, all of us, because he made us all for his pleasure. Whether we believe it or not, God made us all for his pleasure. And he taught us to love our enemies. So even if we feel like a person of another race is our enemy, we yet got to love them. We pray for them. If we remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that is the truth. They don't know what they're doing. Because you stop me and get crazy, aggressive with me, you're fighting against God. I belong to him. And I'm doing all I can to live right before him. He knows the very intent of my heart like he knows the very intent of the police heart. So, if one of us are wrong, God is going to take care of the one that was wrong. I have to remain humble. Call upon the name of the Lord and trust him and keep going. And if they kill me, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. But I see them hurting and injuring many of them. Some people end up in a wheelchair. Some people end up with brain damage, concussions, and all kind of stuff. Because of the damage that has been done to them. And people say, oh, well, that's good for them. They shouldn't have resisted. You know, and then in many cases, they see where other people of another color, the police treat them different. But we all should be treated as human beings. That's number one for everybody. We all should treat each other as human beings. Not as dogs, not as animals. And, you know, when people know that in authority, I'm wrong, but I have higher authority that's going to make me look right, and if I can't look right, they yet going to take care of me, then evil don't care. Evil does not care. And I just want to remind us, that is, it is evil at work. Pray against it, bind it up, fast against it. Call on the name of the Lord. Remain humble. Don't get caught up into it. And let God fight our battles. I promise we're coming out because the battle for us is already won. Yeah, we just got to put the word to everything, the word of God to everything. Bind up. Cast out. Pray fast. It's going to be all right. He has brought us from a mighty long way. When I look back at Israel, look where he brought Israel from. Took them 40 years. But they yet come out the wilderness. And see, we're in the wilderness now. And we're the one making the golden calf and running around and worshiping the wrong God. So until we get right, things will be bad. But once we take it to God for real, all of us, and make up our mind to get right with him, take self-inventory. Two wrongs don't make a right. And the first one without sin cast the first stone. Yeah. Somebody told me, I don't want to hear about that God stuff right now. In other words, they're telling me God been here the whole time. Well, you've been here the whole time. Did you ever humble yourself and pray and seek God's face and turn from your wicked ways? No, you're still turning the liquor bottle up. You're still fornicating, committing adultery, lying, cheating, stealing. You're still doing all of these things and worse. But you want a holy, righteous God to come in on that and make you the best thing since sliced bread. He won't do it. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if he holy and we holy, he can do whatever we need to have done. But no calamity will come now our dwelling. For again, today we the head and not the tail. We above and not beneath. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. We're yet more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Again, today, every day. Hallelujah, because he said so. So June of 2020, we all need Almighty God who have all the power. I like saying that. And it appears much is going on, but no more than usual, to be honest. What has happened, it has come out of its hiding place. God allowed it to show itself to the world. That's evil. Evil has really come out of the little hiding places where it was hiding. Yeah. In some cases it was out there, but it wasn't as aggressive and as big. But now God has allowed evil to come out just out on Front Street, as to say. Evil has always been here and working. We the people wasn't seeing evil in the fullness, but we're seeing more and more evil come forth. Evil is not done. Much more is coming. If you remember, I told you after the coronavirus come, I told you, you think you saw something, you haven't seen anything yet. Much worse is coming. And listen, after this, much worse is coming, I promise you. So we got to gird up the loins of our hearts and mind in God. We got to gird up in his word, walk accordingly. Keep our mind on him. While all this stuff is going on, he's going to keep us in perfect peace. And if we belong to him, that devil won't be able to touch us. Because when I tell you that devil come in himself in the fullness and show you who he is. Yeah, your mouth might fly open because you won't, I can't believe this because you haven't saw this before. You never saw this before. So evil is not done. It's coming out even more. To stop evil, we all must humble, pray, seek God, and turn from our wicked ways. Every race must do this. And we all need to stop looking at race, men, women, and children, and see the evil spirits at work all the time. Evil never rests. It never rests. You can see evil murder somebody before day in the morning. Evil will murder somebody in the morning. In the afternoon, in between, before evening, at night, you will see evil working. Evil saying things and doing things that's evil. And you just got to call it what it is. It's evil. Yeah. I can't characterize it. I can't put it in boxes and organize it. I can't bring no order to it because evil is all over the place. There's no organization for evil. Yeah. And so many have said bad things, done bad things, and they'll say, well, it's because of ignorance. I say it wasn't ignorant. It was being used by evil spirits. You know, because they'll say, well, they didn't know this race. That's why they treated them like that. No. You're a human being. You know how you want to be treated. Treat people the way you want to be treated. We could take ignorance out of that, an excuse. Because, see, that's just an excuse. I'm black, but when I meet a Native American woman, many call them in Alaska Eskimos. When I met Etta, she was an Alaskan woman. I didn't treat Etta crazy. I treated Etta with the same respect that I wanted. And there were many more Native women. And I was over the kitchen, and when they was getting ready to cook and prepare their potluck, I was over the kitchen, so I had to supervise, make sure everything stayed sanitized. And I didn't talk to them women like they was crazy. I spoke to them like ladies, like they were human beings. Everything went well. It was a wonderful potluck. They even had church. Yeah. So it's no excuse. I said it wasn't ignorant. It was being used by evil spirits. I have to include many don't know it's pure evil. They don't know evil is using them. They think this is what should happen. John said back then in 1964, two black men beat his son down, his white son down. So all black people deserve to be treated bad. The men, the women, the children, everybody. If they own a dog, treat the dog bad. Because they think they're getting revenge. But it's evil. Even the thought, you allow the evil thought to come to your mind. Yeah. And so I'm grateful this morning that I know God and I don't have to participate in evil. I thank God this morning he's coming back looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. And I'm trying to get the spots and the wrinkle out of me so that I can go back with him when he comes. But I have to be careful of my thinking, my speaking, yeah, my actions, what I do, I have to be careful. Yeah, I was so grateful when I went to speak to my son and he didn't mention race. He didn't mention race. He mentioned human beings and people treated like I want to be treated. I was so happy. That say something. He's learned something. He knows something. Yeah. So I'm thankful to the Lord this morning and that even we know that we all need God. And believe it or not, we need each other. If not, God wouldn't allow the different races to be here. He did it for a reason. He had a plan and he put the plan together. But man always allowed evil to come in. Look at Eve in the garden. She couldn't help herself. God had already told them, do not eat of this tree. He didn't say that the serpent was there. He didn't say that evil was there. He said, do not eat of the tree. Eve allowed evil to tempt her. And when she fell into temptation, she went on and ate and brought some of the to her husband. He heard God say, don't eat it. But his wife brought it and he fell into temptation. And that's happening a lot today. Evil bring it. And we accept it and fall into temptation. And now we messed up. When evil came many, many, many years ago, because ever since the beginning of time for us, evil has been here. Before Adam and Eve, I don't know what was. But I know ever since Adam and Eve, evil has been present. Apostle Paul says it. Evil is always present. That's what Paul said now. Paul said, when I desire to do good, evil is always present. The things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. And he found out the answer to it was this. Why? It's sin that dwells therein. If you remember, we all come from a sinful nature. And unless we get, as my friend Clarice used to say, unless we get the sin out the camp, we're going to remain. We're just like Israel. Moses went away to get the rules and the regulations and the word of God and the statutes. And while he up doing that, the people that had Aaron to do wrong. See, temptation come, evil come to Aaron, and he fell into temptation. He knew God used him to go and speak to Pharaoh on Moses' behalf. Aaron was there when God opened up the Red Sea and drowned Pharaoh and all his men, but they went across on dry ground through the sea. He was right there. Miriam, she was right there, singing, playing the tambourine. But they all allowed evil to tempt them, fell into temptation. did things against God, iniquities against God. Yeah. And so we all have come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short. But today, God is still God. We have a chance right now. I can't tell you what tomorrow holds. I can't tell you what next week will hold. But today we have a chance to get it right with God. We have a chance today to focus more on the spirit than in the natural. Because I tell you, if God show up this afternoon, all that natural stuff is not going to help us. It's how much we got in the spirit. And it's what we've done unto him. When I stand before him, I can carry people and say, Lord, these are they that you told me to do this, that, and that for. I can carry children and say, Lord, these are the babies that you said this and this and I did it. But I don't believe I have to do that because he sees the very intent of my heart and he know my work. He know my heart for others. And I was so want money, because I want to help some people. I want to pay some rent, buy some houses, so much I want to do for people. But he didn't allow the money to come forth, so all I can do is pray. But when I pray, I see the results. He opened a door for them. He made a way for them. I didn't have money to do it, but yet he blessed them because I prayed, and I wanted them to be blessed. He didn't do it in the way I wanted it to be done, but nonetheless, he got it done. And that's what's important. And I'm thankful unto him. Early this morning, Sister Laura and I was talking. And people tell me all the time, oh, you got a giving heart. Oh, you just really for people. You really try for people. Yeah, I try for people. They need it. I'm sure somebody tried for you. But you're so selfish, you can never give back to who love you, who tried for you, who keep praying for you. You can never give back to that. You're running up a race, and it's all about me and mine. It's not about nobody else. But every day you'll hear me say, God loves a cheerful giver. You'll hear me say, he's no respecter of persons. Yeah. I went to have that procedure done not Wednesday gone, but last Wednesday, Wednesday before yesterday. And the white people that wait on me, the nurse, the doctor, the anesthesiologist, I was in there wide open talking to them just like we had been good friends for years. Eva tried to come and tell me later on, oh, they didn't even like you in there. You black. So what? I was genuine in what I did. And I was through with it. And I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Get away from me. In Jesus' name. Because evil is always coming to try to feed us, feed us, feed. Because if evil can feed us enough, we're going to react to evil. That means we're going to do something evil. Yeah. And I thank God. Did Jesus come that we might have life? Hallelujah. Life more abundantly. Hallelujah. We don't have to accept evil ways. We don't have to accept the things of the devil. We've been set free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. And we wait on the Lord. He's coming. He's coming. He's got yet a purpose and a plan. He knew all of this before it took place. He knew evil was going to be at work and that evil was coming out full force because he allowed it. Nothing going in the earth that God don't allow, I promise you. And the oop, God, now you know it. No, he knew before it happened. As a matter of fact, he knew the foundation of it. He knew how it all got started. He knew who planted the first seed of evil to another person. See, if I went over to Fiona, I went over to Dot, and I said, hey, look here. They with all this stuff. I done been to the gun range. I got me a big gun. If I see the police, I'm going to just start shooting. See, he knew the seed of me planting that to them and telling them too, y'all should do the same thing and come with me. Then they tell a few more people. And them people tell a few more people. Now we got a whole big thing going on. Everybody's shooting at the police. Yeah. So God know about everything that go on in the earth. Again, he know about the first evil seed being planted to tell somebody else to do evil. See, the church lost out. They started looking at the world more than they looked at God. So the church decided it can help itself, and we're going to do things the way the world do it. The church around here making a business plan. I got tickled. Y'all forgive me. The church of God making a business plan. Because we are more in the natural than we are in the spirit. So we're doing natural things. God does not need our help. Mm-mm. And everything that he have you to do is so that you can be blessed. So I should say everything he have us to do is so that we can be blessed. Giving our tithes and offering show that we are cheerful givers. And God said if we give, he would cause men to give unto us. Yeah. He loves a cheerful giver. So when we see another sister in the church, she don't have but one or two dresses. I got 30 or 40. So I bring her 10 of those dresses. Somebody else got 30 or 40 pair of shoes. They bring her 10 pair of those shoes. Somebody else got 50 or 60 hats. So they bring her 20 of those hats that'll match her outfits. Because she want to look good like everybody else. But instead, we'll sit up and talk. Didn't she wear that last week? She had that on 2 weeks ago. Like the House of God is a fashion show. People don't pay their bills for running to the store buying new clothes and shoes to wear to church. Like God is impressed. Pay your bills. Owe no man is what he said. We're supposed to be down to earth, plain and simple, because we are not of this world. We're just in it. And we are in it to talk of his wondrous work and make known his deeds among the people. We are in it to tell somebody else what he has done for us and how my life has changed for the good. We listen to the pastor more than we listen to God, because the pastor's not teaching us how to hear from God. He's not teaching us to wait on the Lord. Have patience. Think right. Evil is present. If they had been teaching this for years and years, we would be prepared right now. Evil couldn't have got in. We was too busy binding and, and casting, praying and fasting. We was too busy asking God to rebuke the devourer for our sake. But instead, we become a money people. We become like the world. They want a bigger house, we wanted one. They wanted the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, that's what we wanted. They wanted to drive the Beamer and the Bentleys and all of this. This is what we wanted. They wanted to be on TV, and that's what we wanted. We did everything but what pleases God. Humble is the way. Love one another. Be especially good to the members of the household of faith. That means be especially good to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Somebody in the world can want my car and offer me big money for it, but my brother over here needs a car for him and his family, and he have no money. I'm giving it to my brother as lending it unto the Lord. Now, when you look at me now, I got a better car and money in my pocket. Why? I lend unto the Lord. He pays back with interest. And most times it's a twofold blessing, and he keep adding to the blessing. Sometimes he just come in and just work a big miracle right there in your life. But we got like the world. We start chasing the dollar bill. We got like the world. No matter what God give us, we need more. Lord, I just got that furniture. I need more. It got so bad until it's like this. People have two living rooms. and they're calling one in Florida a den. So they fix up their living room, and then they fix up their den. It's only two of us living here, but we got to have four bedrooms. And each bedroom got to be furnished. I got to have a 65-inch, 80-inch TV in every room in the house. The more God give us, the more we require, the more we want. We're never satisfied. We can't listen to Apostle Paul. He said, whatever state we in, be content. See, I don't really need all of that because when I go back with him, I can't take all of that. Ain't no sense in me storing it up. I got to store up in heaven where moth and rust don't corrupt and thieves can't break in and steal. And where I'm going, this little stuff you see down here, to my luxury, I'm like the word, child boot. This is nothing compared to what's in heaven for you. Stuff is there that has never been made by the hands of man. You gonna walk on streets of gold. Men didn't make these streets. Man had never touched it. Woo! He gonna give you a crown of glory, a crown of whatever you like. You might just like all gold. You may not want no diamonds and emeralds and rubies and things in your crown. He gonna give you just a crown of gold. But we got to learn to be faithful unto him right here on the earth. See evil for what it is, evil. No man, no woman, no child, just evil. Yeah. And we all say we want to go back with him, but if we're comfortable here on the earth, I'm going to put it this way. If we're comfortable here with the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy and continue to get more and more money, more and more stuff, more and more stuff, more and more money, more and more stuff, we won't be comfortable in heaven. Because that's not there. Heaven is a special place. And it's for people with a special mind. A mind that's been in them that was also in his son, Christ Jesus. They don't care about furniture and all of that. They simply care about God being pleased. They simply care about him being satisfied. They care about what they do before him. Nobody's around but him. He's the only one can see you, and you're careful by yourself what you do because you know he sees. He sleeps not slumber again today. His eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good today. He's still taking vengeance because your enemies is his enemies. And you don't have to fight the enemies. Vengeance is his. You obey his word. You pray. Bind up and cast out. Fast. Have patience. Humble yourself and pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked way. The battle's already won. I don't know nobody bigger than the Almighty God. Our Almighty God who have all the power. I don't know nobody bigger. I don't know nobody who can do anything with him. I don't know who we could go to and tell on him. He's all power. He's it. And if we want to make it to heaven in time, the old saints of old taught me you got to plumb the line. You got to work this thing out within yourself. So that we all can get right with God. When I see people talking crazy, I try to talk to them right. Many places on Facebook, I put, look here, it's not man and woman or child, it's evil. Many cases, they don't say nothing back because that's not what they're looking to hear. And they're thinking on it for a minute, but how many know his word won't return void? Whether it's his written word or spoken word that he speak out your mouth. Glory to his majesty this morning. Yeah. So we all need God every day. All of us. Every believer, every sinner. Yeah, we all need God. For without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we won't make it. He woke us up this morning. Touched us with his thing of love, as they say. We're clothed in our right mind. Gave us the use and activities of our limbs. We have life, health, and strength. He's yet allowing the sun to come out, the moon to come out at night. It can't get too dry because he still let it rain. He's still changing the seasons. Summer to fall, fall to winter, winter to spring. He's still doing it for us. He's still allowing vegetables and fruits to grow in the earth so we can eat. He's still allowing farming with cattle and pork and all this stuff. He's still allowing it so we can eat. Many of us may not eat pork. It's okay. I'm not a fan of it anymore for health reasons. But nonetheless, whatever you desire, he's still allowing it in the earth. Even crab and shrimp, some people don't eat all of that. Some people don't eat catfish. But for those who do, he's still allowing it. It's still being sold where you can go and buy it and eat what you want. You can have the biggest steak. I don't eat steak. I don't particularly care for it. You could have roasted a pig, roasted turkey, whatever your heart desire. Why? God is still allowing man to be pleased. Oh, but after a while, things going to take a shift. Things going to change in a minute. Watch what I tell you. You think this is something we're going through now? And we looking at race and this and that. You watch. In a minute, it's going to show up, and it's not going to be about race at all. And everybody going to see. Ooh, this is not about race. I need God right now. This is about me needing God. This is about me. Have I received him? What was I thinking when I heard him? Now, all you was thinking on evil. Evil had come and would not allow you to keep your mind clear long enough to realize you need a Savior. Evil kept you busy doing evil things. Well, I uphold the law. Well, I judged the law. Okay. I hope you judged it right. I hope you upheld it right. Because what's coming our way, it won't be about race, I promise you. It's going to be about evil and how much evil can be done. And if we're in Jesus and he in us, we don't have a thing to worry about, especially if we're obedient. If we obedient, you ain't got a thing to worry about. If you believe, you ain't going to have too much to worry about either, because when it comes, you're going to have to put that faith, boy, in fifth gear. Well, I tell you, you're going to have to put your faith in fifth gear. You're going to have to put your trust in God in fifth gear. And you're going to be able to get on up the road. But if you can't put your faith in fifth gear, and remember God and trust him in fifth gear, you're going to be out of gas. I'm just telling you. And the service station is quite a few miles down the road. So now is today is that day. It's the appointed time to seek God while he can be found. Today is the day we go to God and ask him to forgive us for real. And Lord, help me not to go back to the same thing. When it come back around, Lord, help me to be moved on from it. You swept my house clean. Help me not to let evil back in. Wrongdoings, secret sins. Help me, Lord, not to let this stuff back in here with me. My house has been swept clean. You've forgiven me today. You gave me a clean slate. You put all my old stuff in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. And, Lord, don't let me just relax thinking I can sin and you understand. But, Lord, help me to fight against my flesh with your spirit. Fill me today with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with your Holy Spirit today, Father. And help me to walk upright before you in the name of your Son, Jesus. And, Lord, I'm not just doing it because what's coming. I'm doing it because it's right to do right. You so loved the world, you sent your only begotten Son. All I had to do was believe, and I won't perish, but I have everlasting life. All I got to do is go to your word concerning everything, and whatever your word says, obey. You made it easy for me, but Lord, my sinful nature has allowed evil to use me. Forgive me, Father, and help me this day to get it right with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll come in and he'll do it because we're striving daily for perfection. I'm not saying everybody is wrong, everybody's sinning. That's not what I'm saying. But for those that are, I'm talking to you. Because we all want to make our calling and election sure with Almighty God. We all need God every day. We all need him right now. The good, the bad, and the ugly, they need God right now, whether they know it or not. They need him. It don't stop the fact that they need him. And he's on our side today if we will come to him and become his. He'll be on our side. He will in no wise cast you out when you come to him. I don't care what you did. I don't care how many people you killed, how much evil you've done. If you come to God today and ask for forgiveness, he'll forgive you. Ask him to come into your heart and live. He'll do it today. All the murders and all that you've done, he'll put it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. Yeah. Ooh, I wouldn't want to be a murderer. I wouldn't want to kill nobody. I got to sleep with that thing. I got to walk with it every day. I don't know if I probably have shared, people have gone to prison for killing somebody. Holiday come and they remember that thing. They remember it all the year. They never forget it, all every day. But the holiday come and it's a little more pressure on them. And I've had them to say, listen, I killed that woman and man's son. I can enjoy my holiday, but all they got is memories of him being here, and now he's gone. I can't go back and undo it. I said, yeah. I repented, and I know God forgave me, and I'm forgiving myself as I'm talking to you, but I realize what I've done. Sometimes they did it when they were 17, 18. Now these folks 60 years old. Every day of their life, they're remembering what they done. Yeah. Once they got saved, they said it wasn't even worth it. That was an evil, real evil that I did. I didn't even have to do that. But see, they didn't have a father, a heavenly father. They was obeying their daddy, the devil. 60 years later, they still being punished in their own way. But we're coming to God today for real, asking him to forgive us and to help us. Yeah. He's able. And he's able to see us through. He's able to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Yeah. He's able to keep all calamity from your dwelling. Wherever you are, he's able to keep calamity from you. He's able to keep calamity from your family. Oh, yeah. He's that kind of God. He's the kind of God that he have the tough love. He loves us, but he has to allow us to go through some tough things. He can't just fix it for us. We got to go through the trial. I love people today. I'm telling you the truth. I love people, and whatever I can do to be a blessing, that's what I want to do. But the truth is the truth. And sometimes people get angry and get upset with me over the truth. But I can't undo the truth. It is what, now you can believe a lie, but that don't make it be true. And truth is truth. And you're not going to be able to erase truth. You can try to cover it up and hide it. But it's still true. It don't change the fact that it happened and it's true. Hallelujah. So it will be all right today in Jesus' name. We thank him, but we're preparing for his return, because notice too, he's coming back, and I don't know how soon. He didn't give me the date, hallelujah, because he knew I would have told everybody, so he didn't give me the date. Jesus didn't even know the date, only he knows, but if we'll be ready when he comes, we can go, and he's given us so much time to prepare. And so we're preparing these days to go back with him. Yeah. I'm grateful to him. I thank him. I appreciate him. I love him today. He's on my side in spite of me. He looks beyond my fault and yet meet my needs. I'm grateful unto him. Yeah. He know me. He know you. He know each of us personally. He know all about us. Hallelujah. Know the very intent of our hearts. And we're thankful unto him. So listen, let's pray. And after prayer, I'm going to one more song. And when we come back, the studio is open. So if there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. God is faithful today. He's on our side today. Yeah. And we refuse to let evil reign in our lives. We refuse to listen to evil because that's just what it is. The spirit of evilness. Lurking and playing around. See, because that's what the devil do. He's seeking whom he may devour. Whoever will allow him in. Yeah. He get in where he fit in. Evil will come in where you let it in. See, it starts in your mind. It'll speak to you first. Speak in your mind. And if you ignore it, it come back. But when it comes back, it brings something with it that will entice you. You see, it'll come and say, you know what, you tired of cops, you tired of the police. They acting like heathens and calling the people heathens and dogs and this and that. Look at them, go on and kill them. And you say, oh, no, I can't do nothing like that. He'll come back with it, but what if he kill your grandson? See, them on the north side, your grandson over there might kill your grandson. Go on and get it over with, and that one won't kill you. But what about the next one? See, evil don't talk like that. What about the next one? Evil trying to entice you, tempt you where you fall into temptation, and when you know anything, you messed up. See, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. So he want to destroy your dreams. Destroy your vision. Kill your testimony. Steal your joy. He'll even try to steal the good you've done for others and make it to be something else. Yeah. I told you, if I die, ooh, boy, what a thing. But when I'm living, it won't be like that. Oh, ain't nobody living that. She don't live like that every day for real. That's just talk. That's the devil, evil. Because evil can't live it. Evil can't live like that. So they don't think no one can. I told you about the thief. When a person is a thief, everywhere they go, let's use a woman. She clutching her purse. Boy, she got her purse. She go to the bathroom, her purse go with her. She go in the kitchen, her purse, long as people around, wherever she go, that purse is with her. She's a thief. If you leave your purse, she'll steal out of your purse. So people treat you the way that they are. So she a thief. She treat everybody like they thieves. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day. Thank you this morning, Father. Thank you for bringing us together once again. We're grateful unto you. We appreciate you this morning. And, Father, we love you, for it was you who first loved us. Without your love, we wouldn't know what love is, for God is love. Father, we thank you for all you've done for us. You blessed us. You kept calamity away from our dwelling. Father, we were sick and you healed us. You're on our side, knowing who we are, knowing we come from a sinful nature. Father, you made a way through the blood of your son, Jesus, to redeem us back to you. Glory, hallelujah. You're forgiving, merciful, kind, and loving God. And Father, you're on our side today in spite of us. You said in your word, if you be for us, Father, you're more than the whole world against us. We stand for what's right today. Father, we don't stand for black or white or no other race or color. We stand for you, Almighty God, Jehovah, who have all power. Father, there's no higher power. We're on your side today. And Father, we come this morning asking that you would forgive us all for all our sins and our wrong doings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet today, we ask that you would wash each of us as white as snow. Forgive us this morning for all unrighteousness. And Father, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us today. And Father, we ask that you would help us, Lord, to grow in you. Help us to prepare for your return. Father, help us to get the spots and the wrinkles out of us and be your people, clean and holy. We ask it this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. We thank you for your love for us, your grace and your mercy, renewed daily for us. We thank you this morning for forgiving us and putting our sins and wrongdoings in the sea of forgetfulness, never to return. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't say thank you enough. We ask this morning that you would lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. Father, give us the mind and the spirit to follow you, to follow your lead daily. For Father, we all need you. Help us today. In the name of Jesus, we ask this morning, Father, that you would bless every caller and every listener. Bless their families and their friends near and far. Father, those that are working, bless them on the job. Bless their homes. Father, we ask that you would move with your people today in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Oh, renew our mind in you. Let this mind be in us that was also in your Son, Christ Jesus. Help us to be spiritual people to a spiritual Father. And help us to walk in the Spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Help us, God. We need you this morning, Father. Can't do it without you. Ask that you bless widowers and bereaved families, those that are sick among us. We ask that you would heal this morning. Heal those that are incarcerated, those in every branch of the military, children this morning. Bless intercessory prayer people, praying for others in the name of Jesus. Bless preachers everywhere today. Father, to preach the gospel, cry loud and spare not. Father, we ask that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Continue to bless America and the leadership of America. And Father, we bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit in America and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke that devourer for our sake, the evil spirits that's lurking in America, secret and openly. God, you bind them up and cast them to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. I remember you cast them out of the man and they went down into the swine. God, do it for us in the name of Jesus. Help us all as your people to humble ourselves and pray. Seek your face and turn from our wicked ways in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Fix our hearts today and regulate our minds in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I ask that you would ease every heart, heal every pain in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. We thank you, Lord. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Have your way here this morning. Move by your spirit continually, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to His Majesty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. If there's anyone have anything they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And I'm going with this one this morning because Jesus is mine. He's mine this morning. Yeah. I'm in him and he's in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus is mine today. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus, he's mine. He's mine in the morning, mine in the evening, all day long. I'm singing my song because Jesus, he is mine. And I am so thankful unto him. I thank him today because there's none like him. And again, he's on our side, and we love him. We love him today, and it's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. The studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say today, please feel free to press that number one and come in. I'm so thankful this morning for another Thursday morning. As I said, we coming to an end, and after tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, I'll be able to rest up a little bit, and I'm thankful to the Lord. I got a chance to go out yesterday, talk to the correctional officer, my son, and talk to a couple of police officers to, you know, get some information for myself. Good morning, Pastor Howard. God bless you. God bless you. You know, to get some information for myself. Because like I said, what is going on? You know, and when my son, you know, let us all know, well, the first thing is we got to remember we are all human beings. You know, the one that's being pulled over is a human being, and the police officer that's pulling him over is a human being. But I say this again. We just got to remember evil is always present. And see, a lot of times, I guess people thinking the police is Christians. Ooh, that tickled myself, dear. They thinking that police officers are Christians. Or because they police officers, they're going to bow down. Not all of them. Uh-uh. Got to remember this. Evil is always present. And I know some church folks. They're not the police, but if you talk to them crazy, they'll draw their gun on you. So how much more could the police do it? Evil is always present. That's what Apostle Paul said. Said when he desired to do good, evil was always present. And I'm sure some cops may, police officers may go to the window with good intentions just to see what's going on. And then when they get there, the person had that attitude or, you know, go to, oh boy. So it turns ugly. It turns ugly. Evil, always present. Evil will tempt you. Evil will try you. This is why we put on the whole armor of God, so we can stand against the wiles of the devil. We fight the good fight of faith. We fight with the word of God, prayer, binding, rebuking, casting out, fasting, love. I mean, no, love covers a multitude of sins. Love will cause you to overlook some things. Yeah. Where it could turn out worse, but because of that love. But we all need God. Every color, every nationality, every human being needs God. And one day somebody told me, but Barbara, it's not all human beings in the world. It's some aliens here. I said, yeah, I'm sure it is. Anything imaginable can be. But see, God has spared us from evil all these years. We didn't really see evil in the full effect. Now he's allowing us to see evil. I'm talking about in the full effect. Evil is not planning this out. 2020, evil come in here. Wide open. Shut it off. Shut the whole world down. So now if you think evil's still playing what he used to, what he was playing last year, I got good news for you. Get yourself together because evil is not playing. It come in here showing you. In 2020, I gave you a few days to get 2020 started, and then I came on in here because I didn't want you to think you were going to have a good year. Evil. I'm yet having me a good year. With Jesus on my side, things will work out right. I'm going to make it. But evil come in here to show you. Don't think you're going to have a good year because I'm going to show up and show out. It's going to be me doing it this year. right in the midst of all this mess, here come evil with some different kind of evil. He got the murdering spirit going through the land. He got the evil spirit speaking to people's mind, knowing if they call the police on a black person, it could turn out in a bad tragedy. Evil got the person calling the police, and in many cases lying. That is evil. It's trying to show you some of its best. He showed you all his best yet now. He got tricks you ain't saw yet. But he trying to show you some of his best. He got this group of people looting and rioting and making it appear that another race, black folks, is doing it. Oh, he's trying to show you some of his best. He been here snatching children, snatching men and women. Evil been trying to show us some of his best without making us, you know, too scared that we won't do what evil say do. But in a few minutes, you're about to get to see evil at its best. Yeah. I'm coming, this thing will come up in your house. I don't forgot Brianna. I forgot the young lady name now, but he came up in her house. If I'm not mistaken, killed her and the boyfriend. Evil. It's coming in your house. Do you hear what I say? No more out here on the streets. I'll try you. I'm trying you in your house. Men will wake up and the child got the gun on them. Evil gonna show you what evil really can do. So if we think it's gonna go back to business as usual, it's gonna go back to the same thing, we need to pray and cry out to the Lord for change. Father, help me to humble myself and pray. Help me, Lord, to seek your face. Help me to turn from my wicked ways. I don't even have to worry about him hearing from heaven, forgiving the sins, healing the land. That comes automatic when I obey him. When I follow the instructions, the blessings he said I would get is coming along. If I delight myself in him, I don't have to worry about him giving me the desires of my heart. It's automatic. It comes with the instruction. If I follow the instructions, this is what he's going to do. If I seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, I don't have to worry about what's being added. It's an automatic thing. When I follow the instructions, that come along with it. Hallelujah. He's just waiting on us. And look, he keep giving us more and more and more and more time. Just keep adding more and more and more time to us. Longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. Just keep giving, because he loves us. And he wants us all to get it right with him. All of us. I know you heard Mississippi Mass say, I hope we all be ready. I pray that we'll get our business straight, all of us, so that we all can meet at the gate. I pray that we all be ready for his return, when he returns, because he's coming back. He's looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. I'm so glad I know him this morning. Woo! I'm so glad he saved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad I understand his word today. I'm so glad for faith and trust in him. I'm so glad he won't withhold no good thing from us. Ooh, I'm so glad that all things must work together for our good. What you say today? Hallelujah, I'm glad. Ooh, that's a beautiful thing. Because without him, we'd be messed up. Without him in 63, I probably would have been out looting up in the Target. Sion, don't you laugh. I probably would have been out in the Target snatching towel sets to put in my bathroom. Yeah. But because I know it, hallelujah, I don't have to worry about that foolishness. If I need towels or want towels, he'll bless me with some. Hallelujah. I don't have to go to the Target and loot, steal, and all of this, burning stuff and tearing up stuff. No, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Anybody did anything to me, I'll go to him. He take care of. And many times I don't have to go to him because he don't sleep or slumber. He already know. I just got to keep the love in my heart and going on about my business. It's already all right today in Jesus' name. So the studio is open if there's anyone have something they would like to say this morning. All right. If not, we're getting out early today. But listen, I want to tell you this. I put together a group on Facebook called Team Money. And what I'm trying to do with that is bless some people with some rent payments and some other stuff. And every day, if you join over there, Team Money is the name of it. Every day we put a different person's name up and you give a gift to them, a money gift to them, $5, $10, $3, 50 cents, whatever you can give to them that will help them out. And your turn will come. Your name will go up and then we'll give to you. It's not a board. It's not any of that over there. We changed all of that and just made it where you can give a gift to somebody and bless them, whoever name is up. And, you know, today Naima, her name is up in her Cash App information. So if anyone want to give to her, feel free to go to Team Money over on Facebook and give. Or if you want to say, well, I don't know how to find Team Money, I'll just give you $2. I'm going to Cash App you $2. Then you're welcome to do that too. And so we thank God this morning that we have a heart to help somebody, because this is what we really need to do in this hour, come together. And many times we'll say, well, I don't have enough for me. Give out of your need. This is what I've done for years. I gave out of my need. And many times when I gave a big gift away, a big gift come back my way. I might have gave $1,000 over here, but then the house come. I might have gave $500 over here, then the car come. Yeah, you know, different things, different things. I wanted all brand new furniture when I moved in the house. All right, I gave a gift of $100 over here. God brought all brand new furniture. Well, I tell you, he loves a cheerful giver. This is what he does. And even with all this stuff going on and it's out, he still want to see some cheerful givers. And I know we take our money to the church. They done bought big buildings and all, but you see, I'm going to give where I know the need is. I was talking to Sion the other day and I told her, I said, Sion, you know what I used to do? She said, what? I said, I take it down the sidewalk to my neighbor. She said, huh? Because some people scared of all of that. I took the tithes and offering down the sidewalk to my neighbor who didn't have no furniture, no food, and really no clothes. Do you hear me? Because some people move from in the woods. Grandmama and them was out there in the woods, and they lived in the woods for so long, grew up in the woods, and then, you know, times change, and the city and the state begin to go out and cut the woods down and tell them they got to go, you know. And they helped them to get a place in the city, but they put them in the project. Let them came to the project. And so they came with nothing, because in the woods they didn't have nothing. And so I would take my tithes and offering down the sidewalk. I saw them started to come up. When Christmas came, Sister Linda blessed me. I was able to bless the baby with the whole Christmas. Yeah. Many times Frank blessed me. The kids had fruit and nuts and candy for Christmas and food to eat, you know, breakfast bag. Thanksgiving came. I gave out Thanksgiving boxes. Some years I gave out Thanksgiving breakfast bags and it had some dinner foods in there and stuff like that. And it was nothing that had been sitting on the shelf for months and months or 200 or 300 days at a grocery store. They couldn't sell it, so now they're going to give it to the food bank. I appreciate that because we shouldn't waste food. But this that God blessed me to give, it was fresh stuff, fresh come out the grocery store. I like all that kind of carrying on. Yeah, you need food. I give you a gift certificate. And you go to the store and buy your food yourself. Yeah. I don't want to give people what I don't want. I clean my closet out and because I don't want this no more. Or I done wore it until it's so thin you can read the newspaper through it. Now I want to give it to somebody. No, that's not cheerful giving. Yeah. Cheerful giving is when you give away what you want and you happy to do it. Hallelujah. That thing make you feel good to be a giver. Yeah. And I know most people wait until, you know, they say, well, I'm going to wait until the Lord bless me with more, then I'll give more. Give out your need. You need a car? Give something big away. And God will give something big back. I'm a living witness. So I want to share that this morning. Again, that is Team Money over on Facebook. And if you want to give to the person of the day, feel free to. And when you become a member, your name will come up. And when your name come up, others will give to you. And so I thank God for that. And I was just selecting a few people. But then I just open up. I say, everybody, I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to bless somebody. I'm not going to just, you know, let this certain group of people give, and then they give and they be blessed. But everybody that want to give, let them give so that they can be blessed. Yeah. Because when it comes to money, people kind of, you know, because they don't believe that God loves a cheerful giver for real, unless you're giving to them. Yeah. So we thank God, and we give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him praise today, and we are preparing for his return. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so no one else have anything they would like to say? I will pray us out this morning. We pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And I want to say good morning before we go to Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann, again to Pastor Howard. God bless you, honey bunny, and Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, and Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, and Sion this morning, Brother George West Perry, good morning, sir, and good morning, Brother Jermaine and Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Mike and Kim Hopps, Mike and Orlando, and Pastor Donna Harry. Good morning to you, and I believe I see Minister Shonda today. Good morning to you, Sugar. God bless you over there. God bless you. And thank God for seeing your number in here today. We thank God for you coming in. And grateful unto him. You know, it make it good when you got people come together. Y'all can praise and worship, and you hear the truth, and you can say amen. That's a beautiful thing. I like going to church like that, you know. We all on one accord in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. We'll pray out. And after that prayer, I'll go to one more song of the morning. And after the song today, I won't be coming back. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. God, we thank you for being on our side. We thank you, Father, for all you've done, what you're doing right now, and, Father, what you're going to do. We thank you for the preparation for your return. Father, we thank you for good and not evil today. We thank you that you know your thoughts even towards us, nothing evil but good and bringing us to an expected end. Oh, we bow down and we worship you this day in spirit and in truth. For, Father, there's none like you, none who love us in the way that you love us. Care for us in the way that you care. Take care of us in the way that you take care of us. Bless today. Open up and have your way. Bless your people. Move by your spirit, Father, for these your people, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know what's best for us today. Help us to accept what you allow. It's going to work together for our good. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless our going out this morning. Father, bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory, by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, June the 18th, 2020, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to one more song of the morning, and after the song again, I won't be coming back.